Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes, along with Sister Velvet, to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. And this is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the power of God, to let you know what Jesus can do. Yes, we got this powerful message talking about why it's important to have Jesus in your life. We're going to continue the message on today. So like to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast for this wonderful message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Jesus will transform your life, no matter what, how deep in sin you may have fallen. The Lord knows how to bring you out.
Amen.
Those of you that's incarcerated, you may feel like you done gone down to the very lowest. You feel like nobody care about you. Especially those of you that's in solitary confinement. There are prisoners that in the system, in the state system, that go through the year and don't receive no mail, no letter. And you feel like nobody cares. I have received mail information from those that write our ministry. They said they feel so good when their name is called during mail call. It's a good feeling to receive mail when you're incarcerated. Let someone know that let them know that someone cares about them. And I want to let you know, in our ministry, we send mail out to prisoners to let them know about Jesus, what the Lord can do. And I'm telling you, the Lord will change your life and get you on the road to heaven. Jesus come to save people from their sins. And those of you that's out there in the free world, Jesus come to save you from your sin. You may not be locked up in a physical prison, but if you are living in sin, you're in the prison house of sin. That's the worst prison of all. But Jesus come to open up the prison door, to set you free so you don't have to be a slave to sin.
Amen.
Jesus wants you to have liberty, wants you to have freedom. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Some people feel like they can't have freedom. They feel like they got to be bound all the time. They have to sin all the time. But I'm here to let you know Jesus fixed it so we ain't got to sin all the time. Amen. He said in St. John 8:36, "For he that the Son set free is free indeed." Jesus will give you a deed to your freedom. Yes, he will. Amen. Missionary Velvet, Romans the 6th chapter. Praise God. People need to understand Jesus come to give us liberty, freedom. Amen. What did the Bible say?
What shall we say then?
What shall we say then?
Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
Now, a lot of people get hung up on grace, thinking grace gives you an excuse to keep on living an up and down life in sin. But I'm here to let you know, grace is not there to justify your shortcoming, cause you to be a weak Christian all the time, indulging in the sins of the flesh. Grace is not there to justify your, amen, being a so-called saved sinner. There's no such thing as a saved sinner. And people need to understand and know that. What did the Bible say?
and say, God forbid.
God forbid us to continue in sin.
How shall we, being not dead to sin, live any longer therein?
Amen. When the Lord save us, we are dead to sin. That means sin don't excite us.
Amen.
Because Jesus done changed our life and made our life brand new. When the Lord deliver us and set us free. Amen. The things of the world don't excite us no more. Because Jesus done delivered us from them things. Took the desired appetite away. We don't have no desire to go out there and party all night long. No desire to go out there, amen, and use drugs and alcohol all like that. Because Jesus made the change. He transformed your life through his power of his blood. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
Know ye not that so many as us were baptized into Jesus Christ, we're baptized into his death.
Amen. When you get baptized, amen, in the water, you'll follow Jesus. And you'll follow Jesus to Calvary. So many Christians don't understand that. They go in the water talking about, I've been baptized in Jesus' name. But yet and still they go leave the water and think the name is in the water. But the name is not in the water. The name is at Calvary. Amen. Some people go and look at Calvary and all they do is look at it and then they go and talk about the Holy Ghost. But I got news to let you know. That Bible didn't tell you to go and just look at Calvary. It tells you you'll be baptized unto his death. When being baptized unto his death, that means you rise out the water and go to Calvary and say, Lord, sanctify me through your blood. Hanamahanda, Hiramahaya. Well, I'm getting happy here. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Be sanctified through his blood. When you get sanctified through his blood, amen, he breathed a life in your soul. When he breathed a life in your soul, he put that joy in there. Put that peace and love in your heart. And make you happy. Glory to God. Set you free from your sin. Amen. And I'm telling you, you can't help but have joy. Joy like a river in your soul. Amen. That's being baptized unto his death. That's where his name is at. His name is at Calvary. And people need to understand and know that. How many of y'all been washed in the blood? How many of y'all, amen, been sanctified holy? Amen. It's not enough to just look at Calvary and admire it. Amen. And then go to some more, I want the Holy Ghost. It don't work like that. But you got to go to Calvary and say, Lord, breathe life in my soul. Lord, sanctify me holy. Amen. Fix it so I can live holy in this sinful world. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death.
We are buried with him by baptism unto death. When the Lord breathes in your soul and sanctify you holy, he buried you by the blood. Hanamahanda. What, glory to God. You'll be buried by the blood. Praise our God. What did the Bible say?
As Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father.
Amen. Jesus was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father.
Even so, we also should walk in newness of life.
I'm telling you, when the Lord washed you in that blood, root out that Adam nature of sin out of you, and raise you up, when he raised you up, you'll be a new creature in Christ Jesus, walking in the ways of the Lord, living a brand new life. As Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, you women too, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things, not some things, but all things become new. Why? Because the blood of Jesus done washed me and done made me whiter than snow. It done made me clean. Amen. I'm telling you, what did the Bible say?
But if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also in the likeness of his resurrection.
Amen. If we've been planted together in the likeness of his death, I'm telling you, we be able to be like him in his resurrection.
No.
Amen. I'm telling you, when Jesus be raised up in our soul, we can be holy. We can be free because Jesus done changed my life and made me a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. It's time to get the resurrected Christ in your soul. Praise our God. So we can live with victory and power over the devil. Place the devil where he belongs, that is under your feet. Glory to God. I'm telling you, it's a powerful message, Missionary Velvet. Amen. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Because I'm telling you, it's time to go to Calvary and get that blood bath. Amen. And stop just sitting back and admiring how pretty it is. Amen. Amen. If you want to get the Holy Ghost, you got to go through Calvary. Praise our God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Lord, let them go there and let the Lord breathe in their soul and sanctify them wholly. Put that joy in there. Put that peace and love in the heart. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, Lord, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Go into the jails and prison. Touch the prisoners. Let them know, God, you can transform their lives. Change their lives. And they won't be the same anymore. Touch the people out there in the free world. Let them know, Jesus, you come to deliver them from the prison house of sin. So they can be free. Lord, that the preachers will get free from sin. Lord, so they can be able to live holy like you want them to live. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up, say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praising the song, say, I need you, Jesus. Every second, every minute, every hour, and every day, I need you, Jesus. And we really do need the Lord. And we really do need him to work on our behalf, to come and live within us, so that we can be ready to go to heaven. You believe that prayer, Ella Holmes, that's praying that message? God has set you free. God has delivered you, has renewed you, has revived you, and restored you. You keep on praising and keep on thanking the Lord for what he has done, that he would do more for you. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. The song says, if he has to reach way down, Jesus can pick you up. There is nothing too hard for my God can do. You just put your hope in him. Those in the free world, think of your prayers, support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Remember that God has a plan for you also too. He wants you to have freedom in him too. And remember that God loves with everlasting love, and we do too. But then most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. Give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Those of you incarcerated, write our ministry of Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. Spanish-speaking inmates writing for Spanish material. Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. Today's broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you. Praise God.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.
This train.